Positives exist amid the COVID-19 pandemic's devastation. The COVID-19 pandemic brought about significant changes in the lives of millions worldwide, affecting their economic, political, and social well-being. Nearly half of the global workforce, totaling 3.3 billion people, felt its impact. Moreover, in the United States alone, over 26 million adults reported struggles in providing proper food for their families in 2020. Since the emergence of COVID-19 in early 2020, feelings of fear, anxiety, isolation, depression, and loneliness have surged. It's challenging to find positive news in such adversity, but adopting an optimistic perspective reveals some encouraging developments. Vaccine breakthroughs. Scientists hustle to create effective COVID-19 vaccines, bypassing usual lengthy trials. Multiple vaccines were developed swiftly to fight the virus. Stronger bonds. Social distancing and lockdowns allowed for more quality time among families. Parent-child communication improved, with many, like author Gautam Palapa, enjoying over 900 extra hours with loved ones. Better hygiene. People now understand the importance of regular hand washing, sanitization, and covering coughs and sneezes. Social distancing has also become recognized as crucial in preventing germ spread. Reduced pollution. Business closures and fewer commuters led to a significant decrease in traffic, cutting pollution levels by over 80% and notably enhancing air quality. Kindness prevails. With limited outings, communities united more, offering emotional and financial aid to the vulnerable. Neighbors stepped up, assisting with shopping and errands for those unable to leave home. Empathy builds bonds, revealing our kindness. Empathy is crucial for healing the world after the devastating impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a chance for individuals and groups to increase care and compassion in society. However, this will take effort, especially when societal trends seem to go against it. According to Jamil Zaki, author of The War for Kindness, Building Empathy in a Fractured World, empathy can be developed and honed. While some may naturally have more empathy, your upbringing, culture, and experiences play a significant role in determining your empathetic capacity. While each person has a unique personality, humans are naturally inclined to connect with others. This connection is facilitated by empathy, which allows us to understand and share the feelings of those around us. It's important to note that sympathy and empathy are not the same. Sympathy involves feeling sorry for others, such as the homeless, without fully grasping their experiences. On the other hand, empathy allows us to step into someone else's shoes and alleviate their suffering. Building and maintaining relationships rely on empathy, as it involves communication and recognizing the emotions of others. Leaders are often perceived as authoritarian figures, leading employees to suppress their emotions out of fear of judgment. Yet, empathetic leaders prioritize their team's mental and emotional health, creating an environment where open expression is encouraged. This empathy transcends workplace boundaries, inspiring acts of kindness even among strangers, especially in times of crisis. For example, during major disasters, empathy prompts individuals to show their kindest, most evolved, and generous aspects, aiding those in need. Leaders enhance performance through emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, also known as EQ, comprises traits commonly found in effective leaders. These traits include compassion, personal appeal, vision, approachability, creativity, and foresight. Leaders with high emotional intelligence can manage their emotions well, handling stress and conflict without disrupting the workforce. Especially in the post-COVID-19 recovery phase, leaders who can explain changes without causing panic are invaluable. Reassuring and unifying messages from leaders provide comfort and motivation to employees. Leaders who actively engage in tasks rather than just giving orders earn the respect and admiration of their team. Some folks are super empathetic. They feel pain when they hear awful news or put themselves in others' shoes. Dealing with people in crisis or upsetting events can be tough for them, but their knack for listening is top-notch. They pick up on body language and can tell when someone's being fake or trying to take advantage. The three main types of empathy are 1. Cognitive. Put yourself in others' shoes to understand them better. Leaders and managers use cognitive empathy to grasp their employees' situations and help them succeed. It's intentional and doesn't require getting emotionally involved. 2. Emotional. Feel what others feel to connect with them. Leaders should show emotional empathy at work to build trust and strengthen relationships, but be careful not to neglect your own needs. 3. Compassionate. Not only notice when someone is struggling, but also take steps to help them. Dedicate time to listen and support them through their difficulties. Empathy isn't just recognizing someone else's pain. It's about feeling it too and lending a hand. It's about making others feel safe to share their struggles. Empathy builds trust and fosters understanding. Since the start of COVID-19, searches for "What does empathy mean?" have skyrocketed by over 3,000% according to Google. Self-centeredness and materialism obstruct empathy. While empathy is gaining ground, it's not quite the star of the show in society just yet. People often find it hard to prioritize others over themselves. This makes sense considering our survival instincts, but there's a big difference between being self-focused and being downright self-obsessed. Some folks think they're entitled to everything and look down on those they see as beneath them. They get hooked on chasing after money and stuff. For many young folks, their self-worth is tied to how many followers, likes, or comments they get on social media. Platforms like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram offer quick hits of satisfaction that can become addictive. Broaden your horizons for greater empathy. Stress and tough times often push us into cozy bubbles filled with people who share our beliefs and backgrounds. But if you want to become more empathetic, it's time to break free. Take action by expanding your social circle and connecting with different perspectives. Start by chatting with colleagues online. Reach out to coworkers or neighbors who might be outside your usual circle and invite them to lunch. Learn about their experiences and jot down what you find interesting. Then ditch the distractions, put away your phone or any other gadgets. Being fully present helps you catch the subtleties of nonverbal cues and truly understand others. Getting involved in a cause or volunteering can boost your empathy. When you team up for a common goal, you naturally connect with others. You could lend a hand in a community project, offer tutoring help, or assist those who can't get out by doing their shopping. For instance, the author and his wife, when they moved to the United States, they pitched in at various events where they shared their experiences and the hurdles of starting fresh in a new country without family nearby. This sparked a sense of togetherness that eased their feelings of isolation. Self-reflection paves the path to personal growth. Amidst the COVID-19 chaos, loads of articles zoomed in on how leaders handled the crisis, their hits and misses. But let's face it, leadership is a puzzle. It requires constant learning and doing. Some brainiacs think emotional intelligence, EQ, is something you're born with. Others argue it's a skill you can pick up and enhance over time. Leaders who ace EQ know how to ride their emotions in a positive direction while managing others' feelings like champs. Leaders often struggle with self-reflection. They're too busy with their responsibilities and don't take the time to look inward. Some see their weaknesses as personal flaws rather than chances to learn. There's also the misconception that self-reflection is self-centered, but it doesn't have to take much time. Start by asking yourself, "How do I feel right now?" And "What could ruin my day?" Do this before work, at lunch, and again at the end of the day. Write down your feelings and acknowledge them. Look for areas where you can do better. When life gets tough, it can leave a lasting negative impact on us all. This feeling can be even more intense if you're already stressed out, especially if you're working remotely and missing the regular interactions with your colleagues. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by worry and concern, which can make you feel hopeless and affect your ability to show empathy. Limiting beliefs obstruct limitless potential. Limiting beliefs poses a big threat to leaders. They sneak into your mind as you grow up, learn, and interact with society. You might hear sayings like, "No pain, no gain," or "Money is the root of all evil," which can stick with you. Personal limiting beliefs, such as thinking, "I'm not smart enough to solve this problem," or "I can't handle the pressure of being promoted," can stop you from trying new things and slow down your progress. Overcome limiting beliefs by seeing failure as a step towards growth. Recognize the difference between failing and being a failure. Failing means you're trying and learning. Reflect on 3 times you defeated a limiting belief in the past. This boosts confidence and offers insights for tackling current challenges. Add yet to any limiting belief to affirm self-confidence and progress. For example, I can't solve this hard problem yet. Key points. 1. COVID-19 changed the world a lot, but people have shown they can cope with tough times. 2. Good things happened during COVID-19 too, like making vaccines quickly and families spending more time together. 3. Less pollution and more kindness also came out of the pandemic. 4. Being kind and understanding helps everyone feel better after COVID-19. 5. Good leaders know how to be nice and calm, especially during tough times. 6. Being understanding helps build trust and makes us better people. 7. Don't let negative thoughts stop you. Failing is just a way to learn and grow.